Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Saleta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Alfitz Morris. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pottek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Saleta hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Potek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Saleta strikes out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stinson for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Bob Randall. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smalley. McRae moves to second. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Saleta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford pinch runs for Butch Weiniger. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards second. White scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.